episode 41, Off the Rack.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you have popped in today because we are going to talk about something so important, off the rack. It is so off the rack. It's kind of mind-boggling. First things first, shout out to all my AIM ladies. How are you? I hope you're listening in. I'm having a lot of fun with you. It's a blast. And Wendy, thank you so much for making me part of your girl time. I feel so honored. So thank you. All of you who have taken the time, if you're listening for the first time, subscribe. This is just a fun, quick pick me up. Learn a little bit something that you can take for the rest of your day, for the rest of the week, and implement it into your life. Moms, you got it tough. Ladies, I mean, really, how much more can we do? We have to nurture, we love, we give, and what happens is our bank accounts just sometimes they fall in the negative. Okay, and we got to boost ourselves up. And so I'm here to share that with you and just to be a part of your life. It truly is a privilege to do that. And I'd like to hear from you. Send me an email, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Would love to know what you think of the show, what you want to hear. I truly am here to serve you and support you in your daily walk in life, in your journey that you're on. So let's get down to business, off the rack. So this weekend, I had the wonderful privilege of going to the large group speech competition here in our town. And it covers a wide variety of different high schools that are involved. And it's awesome. These kids come together. I'm like, gosh, if I could only speak like they do. I mean, their enunciation sometimes and the way they do things, it's just an amazing art, and I got to enjoy it. I mean, they have everything from musical theater to improv to ensemble, one act. It's awesome. So I went to one of them, and the name of it was Off the Rack, hence the name of the podcast today. And it really hit me to the core. And so I just wanted to share that with you a little bit that, you know, this woman, she wanted to have her closet organized. And so she hired an organizer, a proctor, she called her. And this proctor, her specialty was closets and organization. And she came in to the woman's house. Her name is Pauline. And she comes into her house and she says, you know, oh, I'm here to take care of it. And this is it. If you haven't worn it in 2 months, this happens. If you haven't worn it in 6 months, this happens. And in 9 months, it's in the trash. So it was very, very, you know, to the point. And the proctor was all about keeping everything in order and colors and what was in and what wasn't, what was vogue and what, you know, those pants, that's way out of style, or that skirt, well, no, what about that color? So she came in and she started looking through the closet. Now, before this all started, Pauline, the gal who hired this proctor, she was going through her closet and she's like, oh my gosh, I love this. And oh, I can remember when I wore that. And if only I could fit into this size. I remember that. I bought it, but the tags are still there on it. I've never worn it. I purchased it, but I never wore it. And she went through her own closet and you could just tell that it was this love-hate relationship with her clothes and what she saw and the memories and the thoughts that came to her mind. And she tried on a couple outfits and she got stuck. She couldn't get out of it and size didn't work. She was too much bigger than she could fit into and the diet wasn't working. She's like, oh, I guess I just have to run off a few more pounds. Well, so when the proctor came in to organize her life, she immediately started going through and she grabbed one of her outfits and said, nope, this is not the right color for you. It's out of style. It goes. It looks horrible. Yet that was Pauline's favorite color. So she threw it in the trash can. She took out more things. She took out a dress that had so much meaning to her, and she threw it in the trash. You know, as I was sitting there listening to this, I was like, man, what do we do every single morning, every single night when we go into our closets and we look and what do we say? I have nothing to wear. Yet you just don't have one shirt and one pair of pants in there, do you? But there's something else more to the statement of I have nothing to wear. So what's hanging on your rack? What's in your closet? You see, as the proctor continued to go through Pauline's closet, Pauline kind of got distraught. And at one point, she just got mad and the proctor stopped and everything was turned on her. And it became about her. And she was like, what am I doing here? I'm not even supposed to be doing this. She goes, I don't even think I like organizing closets. She goes, Pauline, I can't help you with this. I don't see why. What is this job? I don't get it. And everything then, it was turned on her because, you know, Pauline was like, but I really like this. And she kind of started to fight for what she saw within herself, not from what was being seen from the outside, from strangers maybe, from family, from friends. Do you ever go in your closet and look at your rack and you say, I have nothing to wear? I have nothing to wear. Who are you listening to when you say that? Is it the influence of your friends and family? Is it the influence of the TV commercials that you see, the magazines that you get? Is it the influence of maybe you had a tough relationship and that influence is kind of digging at you? Or is the influence coming from you, from your heart, looking at it from the inside out, not just from the outside in? You see, the proctor ran out the door and she said, I'll have a colleague of mine get in touch with you. Because all of a sudden, she realized it was like, whoa, this just wasn't about Pauline, but it was about her. Yeah, it kind of stings a little bit, doesn't it, ladies? It stings that that statement that we make almost every single day, especially when we want to go out. I mean, whether it's going shopping or whether it's going to a concert, or maybe you're just simply running to the grocery store. You say, I have nothing to wear. And what do? You grab your baggy sweatpants, or you grab those jeans that need to be washed but haven't been washed for like 3 weeks, and they fit the best now because you haven't washed them for 3 weeks. Yeah. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, ugh, I have nothing to wear. And you just want to take it all off and start again. You see, this off-the-rack thing we're talking about is the comparison trap. You get yourself caught up into what everybody else is saying, the influence. And not that influences are always bad. They're not. But you have to decipher. You have to discern what is right for you, you as the individual, because that's who matters. You matter. Because you're incredible. And you are so unique. And maybe, you know what, maybe fuchsia really is your color. It was Pauline's. And it was her favorite color. When that proctor ran out the door, she kept that color. And she says, I will fit into this. You see, the other side of the story is the proctor started naming the sizes. She said, oh, this size 6, you're trying to be very hopeful here. Oh, this is a size 8. Maybe you're getting closer to reality. Size 7, now you're talking. Now you're being realistic. You know, our closets say a lot about us and what we say to ourselves. And we have those hanging, those racks full of clothes. And you're like, oh my gosh, really? I have nothing to wear? When really you do have something to wear. But what's really hurting is what's on the inside. Because when you look at yourself in that mirror, from what you've pulled off the rack, it's not about what was on that rack. It's what it was about is what's on the inside. It's the inside that counts. And yet you're influenced by the people that, you know, they make judgment statements at you or dirty looks. Maybe you're just walking into the dry cleaners and this old woman just sits there and just stares you down and looks up and down and kind of rolls her eyes and gets in her car. Doesn't say anything, but immediately you're like, oh, what did I do wrong? She didn't like something. Oh my gosh, what did I do? And you start to go through this whole thing, comparison trap. Maybe you go out with your girlfriends and, oh, you've put on maybe a couple pounds since the holidays. And now you find yourself that, oh, I just feel, ugh. Man, they can wear the sleeveless shirts and all that. But me, nope, I'm all about the three quarters. Bring on those three quarter sleeves, okay? Yeah, I feel good in those. What are you hiding? It's that comparison trap. I have nothing to wear. Well, I can't say that it's easy, ladies, because been there, done that. I still do that. And it's really important that you stop and you pull yourself out of that, because it's real easy to go into that mindset of going, not even the oh, woe's me mindset. It's not even that. It's this whole thing of comparison. And you fall into it so quickly. When you go to your job and you're in your suit that you think you look absolutely stunning in, and it just radiates confidence, and one person can come up to you and say, oh, I've never seen that shirt with that outfit. And you are crushed to the floor. You might as well have had the big semi mull you over. Yeah. And they didn't even say anything bad. They simply made a statement. But we are so quick to go, oh, really? And then all these negative thoughts that have been there before, and I have nothing to wear, is that statement much bigger than the clothes that you put on? What's your reflection in the mirror? Who do you see when you get dressed? Who do you see when you're not dressed? Okay, we're going to keep this family oriented. But seriously, it's important to think about that, because we do get ourselves wrapped around it, and it is so easy. Just wait. The Super Bowl is around the corner, and what's coming up, ladies? You know it. You all know it. It's those commercials, and it's those commercials with those women. And guess what? Those women haven't had any little ones. Yeah, they're not carrying around this kangaroo pouch that carried five beautiful babies. Uh-uh. But what happens is it comes on, and what do you go? I have nothing to wear. You get yourself set into that mind, and you go deep within. You've got to stop. I'm telling you, stop it, okay? Because you're better than that. You are gorgeous. And what is off the rack really should be the love for you. Loving who you are. So my kiss for you today, yes, it is this. I want you every morning when you wake up, okay? Every morning and every evening when you go to bed. Because most of the time we brush our teeth, right? In the morning and at night. And usually where we brush our teeth, there's a what? A mirror there, okay? And that usually means we've gone into the closet. In the morning, if we haven't picked out our outfit, we're standing there going, I have nothing to wear. In the evening, we may be prepping for the next day, and you're still saying, I have nothing to wear, right? So those two times, evening and morning, I want you to lead with a compliment. Not for anybody, but you. You. I want you to say something just, I'm gorgeous. You know what? You really do look good today. Your smile, I don't know what it is. It brightens it up. You know what? You have the cutest dimple. Ah, you really do. And you know what? These two little lines in between your brows, they define wisdom. That's what it defines. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Your arms are looking pretty good too. Keep lifting. It's doing a good job. Give yourself a compliment, both in the morning and in the evening. Yeah, you deserve it. Because you see, truly what's off the rack, it's you. You are so unique that you don't need to worry about I have nothing to wear, because you don't need anything to wear with who you are. You sparkle, you bring in sunshine. And I'm telling you, you can change the world and you have an impact. So go out and give yourself a compliment every morning and every night. And you are definitely going to be off the rack. I love you guys. We will see you on the other side. Hugs and kisses. See ya.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.